don't think so.
Okay, if it's not quite midnight, somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
almost.
Okay, anything else?
Close to it. It will be in a few minutes. Will be soon.
Okay, if you slip and catch yourself, you'd say, this is a dangerous place, I...
almost fell.
Okay, or would you use any other phrase there?
I like to have fallen down. Almost slipped.
If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
a few minutes.
Or what? I'll be with you in...
in just a second.
Or just...
or I'll be with you now.
No. Just a...
just a minute.
Okay. If you know, if you're traveling, you know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far is it?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
it's just right over there.
Or what else?
There it is.
Anything else?
No.
You want to know how many times somebody went to town, you'd say, how?
How often have you been?
Okay. If you agree with somebody, you know, they say, I'm not going to do that. You say, what?
Neither am I.
Uh-huh. What's this part of your head called?
The forehead.
Uh-huh. You go to the, to a beauty parlor and have them cut your...
hair.
Uh-huh. What about a man gets the shaved off?
A beard.
Uh-huh. What's this?
Ear.
Okay, your what?
Earlobe.
No. Your what ear?
Right ear.
Uh-huh. What about this ear?
Ear.
Uh-huh. What about this ear?
My left ear.
Uh-huh. What, if somebody was mumbling and they were chewing gum, you say, take that gum out of your
mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay, or if somebody had chicken bones stuck in there,
throat.
Okay, what else? What else is this called?
Your neck.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No.
You go to the dentist to have him look at your...
teeth.
Okay, what's the fleshy part?
Your gum.
Around your teeth, okay. What is this of your hand?
Your palm.
Uh-huh. What is this?
Your fist.
Okay, what would be the plural of that?
Fist.
Okay, what's any place where you can bend your finger or your hand, your arm?
A joint.
What's the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Uh-huh. He's got, and you say, maybe a football player, he's got broad...
shoulders.
Uh-huh. What do you measure the height of a horse in?
Hand.
Uh-huh. What would you call singular of that?
Hand.
Uh-huh. What is this?
Leg.
Uh-huh. What about?
Your calf.
No. Your shoes on it.
Foot.
Okay, and plural of that?
Feet.
Okay. If you stumbled over a box in the dark, you'd say you bruised your...
foot?
Mm-mm.
What part would you...
right in here.
Your shin.
Mm-hmm. What would you say you're squatting down on your... what? What term would you use there?
Haunches.
Uh-huh. If somebody's been sick a while and now he's...
Well,
he's up and about, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay. I've never heard of that before.
Heard this way.
Y'all say that a lot?
Uh-huh.
Peaked. I have never heard of that. What would you call a person who can lift heavy weights? Real healthy, robust, muscular?
Strong.
What else?
Stout.
Okay.
Healthy.
What would you call somebody who's easy to get along with?
Easygoing, good natured.
What about a horse that's that way? What would you say of the horse? How would you describe the horse if he had the same characteristics of the person you were just describing?
Probably the same thing. He's an easygoing horse. Gentle.